Welcome to Young's Court Podcast, Episode 3. And I just want to start off by saying thank you to the people who've been listening and giving me tons of feedback, telling me what they do like, and definitely telling me what they don't like as well, because I feel like feedback is so important for the progression of anything that you do in life. So let's get started right away. We're going to talk about who is the NBA's best team after the first week. And I'm also going to start my first installation of the Young's Court Podcast weekly top 10 power rankings. But first, I want to talk about some of the best players of this first week. In the East Coast, I like to give that award to Trae Young, who in his first two games, in which the Hawks won, was averaging 38.5 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists. So he's off to a great start and helping propel the Atlanta Hawks to, you know, have a great season. And in the West Coast, we've got Karl Anthony Towns. He really came to Brooklyn and put on a show in the first game of the season. And he's averaging 36.5 points per game, 14.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists. As the Minnesota Timberwolves are now 2-0. I also want to go back to talking about my preseason awards. I like to give the Sixth Man of the Year award to Lou Williams. After watching the Clippers play in a few games, I think he will repeat and get that award once again. All right, so let's get right into the week one power rankings. At number 10, I have the Dallas Mavericks. The combo of Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis so far is looking really good. Luka's picking up right where he left off last season. And Porzingis is really going to make Knicks fans mad for trading him, even though he asked for it. I feel like he is definitely still the unicorn of the league. At number 9, the Spurs are off to a great start at 2-0. And their system is still flourishing. And Popovich is going to have this team looking very good this season after getting DeJounte Murray back. At number 8, Boston. Very talented team with tons of talent. And Kemba is clearly a better fit for that team than Kyrie. And I look for this team, after 3 games played so far, to have a great season as well. At number 7, Houston is one of the best storylines for the whole season, with Westbrook and Harden, and they're just putting up unbelievable stats in their first 2 games, and it's going to be a season filled with great highlights for them, and I'm just very interested still to see what happens in the playoffs. At number 6, you have Utah. After their 2-1 start, you know, they have a loss to the Lakers where they were outplayed. But they're still figuring out things and how to incorporate Mike Conley and Bogdanovich, and that team has tons of talent. At number 5, I have Milwaukee. The Greek Freak looks like he could be up for MVP once again this season. And they have some good players situated around him, but you know, they're going to live and die with his play the whole season. At 4, I have Philly. Milwaukee and Philly will be battling all year. And Philly, you know, Tobias Harris looked really good in his last game. Ben Simmons is off to a great start. Al Horford had a great last game. And this team is deep. And the East is a little bit weaker than the West. Well, I should say much weaker than the West. And Philly should dominate the East this year. At number 3, I have Denver. Jokic is really looking like he could be in the running for MVP once again. And it just looks too easy for him out there. He's so under control. And Denver's deep bench and young team is going to be a tough team to beat with a lot of regular season wins this year. At 2, I have the Lakers. They were number 1. And they're still my favorite to win the championship. but they got some things to figure out early in the season and how they're going to mesh LeBron and Anthony Davis. And I think in the first game of the season, they were throwing it in the post to Anthony Davis. And although he was doing well, they started to utilize the pick and roll with LeBron and Anthony Davis. And I think that could be what works for them going forward. And at number one, we have the Clippers. Clearly, this team is playing without Paul George. And they won the Battle of LA to start the season. And that was a great first game. Or second game of the NBA season. And yeah, the Clippers are going to be one of the best teams all season. They're definitely the best defensive team, especially with Paul George, in the NBA. This week, the game of the week is going to be the Clippers and Jazz on ESPN at 10:30 on Wednesday. And this week has had a lot of great basketball. I'm so excited that basketball is back, and I am looking forward to the rest of the NBA season, and I will see you soon.